2400 super electronic high fidelity stereophonic. It's Area 54.
Bye. last weekend of September. I stayed up all night long, waiting for the fire ache in my heart to subside. It never happened. He was the most beautiful boy I'd ever seen, most beautiful boy I'd ever met. My favorite books around the clock, scars of my knee. I see him behind my lids in a bright gray shirt. I see him tripping, running, falling, covered in dirt. I see a lot of these things lately, I know. I know none of it is real.
Space. the future sound of chill with Area 55.
From Fakir on Area 54, played De La Luz. It's off of a new album called, or forthcoming album called Animal. Minus 8 with Last Night. It's off of Slow Motion. Blood Orange in there as well with Chosen. Cupid Deluxe is the album we pulled that off of. And Farah with Dancing Girls. It's off of After Dark. Bonobo started things off with Transits, off the North Borders. Now, he might play this song, his DJ set that he's going to be doing at what, the festival next weekend?
Oh, Bonobo's got so much music that they've produced. There's no possible way that they're going to be able to do everything. But I would say Transits, they'll do, you know, some of their older stuff. Maybe we'll go back to The Plug and some of the stuff that we've played on our show.
Maybe he won't play any of his own music.
It's true. If it's a DJ set, yeah. You know, guys like this, you know, sometimes just show up and don't play anything you've ever heard before. It's just all stuff that he's, you know, B-sides, one-offs, or remixes of his own work. Mm-hmm. Fort Knox 5, a lot of artists will do that too, just to give you a show, to have you see, you know, hear something that, you know, of his that is not on his album. And I think he does a lot of that too. So
I'd love to hear a set of music that influenced him.
It was probably all over the place. Definitely jazz. He's a huge jazz influence on this, on him for sure.
Yeah. And did you lend him your Mike Oldfield album?
Nope, I didn't. He's got his own. He's a garage sale shopper for sure.
Spyro Gyra.
Really enjoying this. Yeah. Really enjoy. Probably doesn't like them. Really enjoying this Fakir promo that just came out called Animal. And De La Luz, yeah, it's definitely kind of repetitious, but still got a great sound. Fakir's, you know, he's kind of stayed with that kind of ethereal sound of his, and maybe a little less pixie sounding on this one than his first album. But cool stuff from Fakir. Hopefully he follows this up with a full length. Anyway, that album's actually got kind of some beats in it too, which is a surprise, this last song we played. All right, let's play some more beats. Crackin' Smack new album is called Juicy Fruit. And we're going to just pull a track off of it that we really like. Mayor Hawthorne is featured on vocals on this. We're going to play a song called Do You Know Why? And a new album by Crackin' Smack called Juicy Fruit. It's Tim Mike, Area 54 with you.